Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 34th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I have a note here that, again, it is very doubtful that there was ever a son more loved than Isaac. That's a big statement. It's probably true. He was the son of promise. Remember, these were old folk, 100 years old and 90 years old. And I'm just wondering, because Abraham and Sarah had waited a long time for this promised son. And I'm sure that Isaac was the center of their attention. From the day he was born till the day they died, Sarah and then Abraham, Isaac was the center of their attention. Perhaps one of the most pampered kids that ever came along. Boy, they love, and that's what's so wonderful about the lesson we're going to learn here in a week or two about Abraham. I want you to take your son, Isaac, your only son, Isaac, and you're going to have to offer him. Nothing else I love more on this earth than my son Isaac. Well, there's a lesson there we're going to look at in a couple of weeks. But when he was 8 years old, he was circumcised. I like this as God had commanded. Verse number 5, and Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear me will laugh with me. And said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah would have given children suck? She was able to nurse at that old age, for I have borne him a son in his old age. I'll introduce you next week's lesson, because there's no way I can get the rest of this in the next 5 minutes. Look in verse number 8 and 9. And the child grew and was weaned. By this time, he was about 3 years old. Most scholars think that he was about 3 years of age when Isaac is weaned. Remember, she'd been nursing him for about 3 years. And Abraham made a great feast that same day that Isaac was weaned. Man, he's going to have a big shindig. Invited all family, all the friends, everybody going to come. We're going to celebrate Isaac is weaning. And then in verse number 9, and Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. By this time, Ishmael is about 16 years of age. He's about 13 years of age when Abraham bore Isaac. Isaac's about 3 years of age. That would make Ishmael about 16. And boy, he's in the prime of being a teenager. Y'all can laugh about that if you want. And he started making fun of his little brother. Why is that? Now, we'll look at it a little more next week as I just give you a taste of this. Part of that was probably because of Abraham and Sarah doting over Isaac those whole 3 years. Now, and nothing wrong, don't get me wrong, we'll explain it a little bit more next week. But do you know a lot of jealousy had to bound up in this kid's heart when he saw Isaac? He's no longer the only one in the family, Ishmael. Now here's this little new baby's come along, and mom and dad's all attention is on that new baby, and he's 3 years old or so, and he gives him the big birthday party. He starts saying, man, they never gave me anything like this. Remember the prodigal son? All kinds of things we could look at. We'll look at next week. And Ishmael was a picture of the flesh and the bondwoman. And Paul, we're looking next week about the Apostle Paul had something to say about this in the book of Galatians. About how, let me give you one other verse number 10. I'll quit, because we got to quit. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman. Remember, she was the one who started all this some 16 years ago. Cast this bondwoman out and her son. For the son of this bond this shall not be heir with my son. That's a powerful statement in that one verse. That's her son, that woman. This is my son. And let me tell you, it sounds bad, But as we read through here, she was absolutely right. Because he was the promised son. And Sarah knew what the influence that Ishmael would have on her little child. And I will pick up on this next week. Do you know we need to keep our children away from bad influences? Whatever it takes. Well, preacher, that ain't fair. Well, you take that up with God. Because God told Abraham, you do what Sarah said. Because Abraham didn't want to do it. He loved Ishmael. And Abraham pleaded, do I got to do it? And God said, you do what Sarah said and get him out. And matter of fact, he only gave them a bottle of water and a loaf of bread. There's a reason. Now look at Abraham was a wealthy man. He was having a great feast. Food everywhere. Okay, you get out of here and all you get is a bottle of water and a little bit of bread. He could have gave him at least a donkey to ride. He could have gave him a whole slew of pack animals. Oh, okay, here, go. And God, he didn't. That seems horrible in our eyes, but there's a picture there. God took care of them, by the way. We're going to see that next week. Next week. From this side, look at men. Abraham was a terrible dad. Sent him away with nothing. Matter of fact, we find him under a bush starving to death. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Hagar's crying. He was bow shot away. We're going to die. No, you're not going to die. I'm going to take care of you. But there's a picture in that. We as God's children got to get flesh out of our life. The world has to get out of our life. That's the picture that we have here. Because we're the children of the free, not of the bondwoman. Do y'all get that? Next week, I don't want to make it complicated. I'm trying to make it simple. So that next week when we get what sounds complicated, we'll try to make it simple. And Paul made it so clear about this allegory, this illustration about Ishmael and Hagar, how they had to be cast out. Let me just put it this way. We have a great God. And everything is in His time. And this is in God's perfect plan for Abraham's life. And God has a perfect plan for our lives. Our Father, we thank You for Your word, for this study. Lord, it's more than just a story. Lord, it's truth from Your word that we can apply to our life to know that there's certain times for us that You have set for us. I believe that. Our Father, there are promises You make to us that we can count on. I believe that. Father, I thank You for Your Son Jesus and for that promise that You gave of Him coming into this world to die for our sins. I thank You for that promise of the resurrection. We thank You for that great salvation. I thank You for the promise that Jesus is coming again. Our Father, we pray that for somebody in our midst or somebody watching this by way of media, they've never trusted You as Savior, that this will be the hour they come to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hope you're with us next Sunday and we'll finish this chapter. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer. This Saturday evening, December 5th, at 6 p.m., the Kingsmen will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you come out and join us for a great evening of music as the Kingsmen minister to us through song. That's this Saturday evening at 6 p.m., December 5th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there.